Well, the leader of Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, has strongly condemned some Arab countries' attempts to normalize ties with Israel, calling them, quote, hypocrite states.
We witnessed over the past few weeks a campaign of open normalization and also public visits by Zionist officials to some Gulf countries. We condemn any form of normalization with the Israeli enemy.
Said Hassan Nasrallah also called on the international community to slam the Persian Gulf countries' normalization of ties with Tel Aviv. Nasrallah stressed that Hezbollah would give a powerful response to any Israeli airstrike on Lebanon. He also slammed the Saudi war on Yemen and criticized the international community for its silence on the kingdom's crimes in Yemen. He, however, hailed the Yemeni people's resistance and said they are very close to victory. Nasrallah also condemned the Saudis' killing of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey. Crossing over to Beirut to join by Ali Rizk, journalist and political analyst. Thank you so much for being with us. I want to look at Said Hassan Nasrallah's some of the high points, the highlights of his speech. He talked about the Arab countries that basically these states are hypocritical, and he says that actually Israel does not even count them when Israel is talking about those entities that possibly, at least they are its enemies. It never really refers to them, and actually it's the resistance movement that, of course, gets the most reaction out of Israel. Your take on this, and especially looking at these Arab countries that perhaps he's talking about?
Well, to begin from the end of your question, the Arab countries he was talking about, you know, it was clear. He referred to the visit of the Israeli Minister of Culture to the United Arab Emirates. He mentioned that more than once, that she visited one of the mosques in the UAE. So of course the United Arab Emirates was one of those countries. He didn't name it, but I would presume that Oman was also another country. Oman has witnessed Israeli visits, not to mention of course Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. So basically the high majority of the Persian Gulf Arab states. But if you want to give a general description about this speech today, I think you could describe it as a speech coming from a regional populist leader, if you would like, because if you notice the way he addressed the Arab masses, and he said how he spoke about how the Muslim masses, contrary to the governments, reject any kind of normalization with Israel. So that's what we heard today, was a speech, as I said, from a regional populist leader who enjoys significant popularity. Once again, he emphasized that equation of deterrence with Israel. You know, any air raid would be met with a response without any doubt. Another interesting point which should not be overlooked was how he said that the American calls for an end to the war on Yemen are in order to save either Saudi Arabia and the UAE. And I think that's very important, because what many others are saying is that this pressure only came as a result of the pushback or the repercussions of the case of the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. What Sayyid Hassan said was that these calls are being made because basically the Saudis and Emiratis are losing and the Americans want to save them from their loss. And I think this particular point of view was indeed very interesting. It differs very much from what is being said elsewhere, that this is only as a result of the case of the killing of Jamal Khashoggi.
All right, thank you so much for that analysis, Ali Rizk, journalist and political analyst out of Beirut.